1077 RKR, the Rocket Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. We're going to have a nice sunny day ahead of a rainy weekend, but it'll be all right, man. That's just how the fall weather is supposed to be. It sets us in the mood for Halloween. I got to say, yesterday was pretty wild in the station here. Everybody was dressed up in the 1920s. I mentioned yesterday we were doing our customer appreciation sale. Anybody who is interested, we're doing the best rates all year long for advertising. So if you've got a local business that you want to help grow, that's what The Rocker is all about. Obviously, we partner with places like BC Pizza Kalamazoo and, you know, Presidential Brewing Company, helping these local businesses grow. So we do the best rates all year long. But every year they do like a costume theme because it takes place in October. And everybody in the building was dressed like a flapper girl yesterday. Except my boss, Dana. He was not dressed like a flapper girl. He was definitely dressed like a gangster. But everybody came in, and I'm looking at all these super eccentric dresses and everything and the hairdos, and I was like, where do you even get this stuff at? One of my coworkers was like, I got this from Amazon. I was like, this is insane. It's straight out of the 1920s. I love when everybody dresses up. I was like, I couldn't find anything. I wanted to dress up, but I was like, the only thing I could think of was like maybe dressing up like a hobo, you know, like somebody who was affected by the Depression, but I felt like that may have been in bad taste. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Today is the day, $10,000 Thursday, guys. We are giving away $10,000, and we're going to give you 10 different chances to score that money with the 1077 RKR app. So here's the deal. 8 o'clock, your first code number. This is the most important thing, and I really have to hit on this because it continues to be a problem. People are sending me the 3-digit code numbers through the chat button. That is not where you enter the codes. You do not text me the code numbers. There is a place where you put these numbers in. It's the win cash button on the 1077 RKR app. It's right on the home screen. It's right there. It says win cash with a money bag. You click that. That's where you enter your code number in. I don't want to see you guys texting me code numbers because then you can't win money. It's not like you guys are annoying me. It's just that you're not going to win if you put it in the wrong place. So make sure you have the 1077 RKR app. Get ready because we're about 80 minutes away from your first chance to assault the vault for $10,000 with $10,000 Thursday. This is a second to last day for Assault the Vault, and we want to see you win some big money on 1077 RKR. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frakehouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1968 is the third and final studio album from Jimi Hendrix, Electric Ladyland. It was the band's most commercially successful and the only number one album they ever had, featuring songs like All Along the Watchtower and Crosstown Traffic. The making of this album was more of a party and not necessarily a music session, featuring people like Dave Mason from Traffic, Steve Winwood, and Buddy Miles. It's a staple album and needs to be in your collection. Pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. It looks like Echo Valley in Kalamazoo has new owners this season. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, take a look at the new owners of Echo Valley Ski Resort or Ski Park. There is a sign that's been up there for sale for quite some time now, and they're under new ownership now. This has been around for nearly 95 years, which is wild because I'm surprised that it didn't get sold soon enough considering how long it's been around. But the news dropped last Friday. New owners Hank and Sarah Avink shared their story on social media saying that they bought Echo Valley. And they said, you know, for 90 years, this has been bringing the winter thrills and fun to the greater Southwest Michigan area and more. They said as the newest stewards of this historical spot, We're all really excited to refresh and build upon the nostalgia while keeping some of the traditions intact that people have enjoyed for generations. So you want to get a little bit deeper look into them, the new owners of Echo Valley, and what they have planned for the upcoming winter season up here on the 107.7 RKR app. I can't go skiing to save my life. I'll try snowboarding, but I might want to get my health insurance together before I do anything that way. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are about 30 minutes away from your next code number to assault the vault for $10,000. So get prepared for that. Taking a look at some classic 90s horror movies that gave us nightmares back in the day. Some of them not as scary for me as for other people. I know when I was a kid, Scream was huge. That was the big, you know, horror movie. A Blair Witch Project, I never really understood that. Like the lost footage thing. Like I don't know. The found footage type movies. Like I never was too scared of the Blair Witch Project. Candyman was pretty creepy. Silence of the Lambs was pretty creepy. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, we've got a full list of these movies from back when we were growing up. And, you know, 90s and early 2000s was a big time for like horror movies and even like creepy movies in general. I really liked The Others. I think that was like Nicole Kidman. There was just something like really weird and creepy about that. What are some of your favorite creepy movies? 978-1077. Let me know what some of your favorite creepy movies were growing. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. A couple weeks back, we were talking about where to find the best burgers in Southwest Michigan. We had 3,000 votes come in, over 46 nominated restaurants. And up here on the 107.7 RKR app, we have the top five highest voted burger spots in Southwest Michigan. Gibby's Bar, Albion, Malibu Brewing Company, Figs Fast Food, and BC Burger all made the list. And if you want to find out who number one is, like I said, the 107.7 RKR app show the restaurant that had almost 15% of the total votes. That's pretty impressive. Let me know where your favorite burger spot is too on the chat button on the 107.7 RKR.